enforcement officials at a joint press conference of the taking down of the largest dark web marketplace.
What sold on many of them, illegal weapons, stolen identities, child pornography, and large amounts of narcotics.
Christopher Wray is a major step closer to being approved as the new FBI director. Wray was approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee today. A full Senate vote on Wray expected soon. It's anticipated he will be confirmed. Evacuations continuing ahead of the Detweiler fire in California, which has now ripped through 70,000 acres. Cal Fire officials say it's less than 10% contained. USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The Mike Hewitt Show is brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-host, is on deck, and Miles Bauer is lost somewhere in the great state of Minnesota. By the way, he's not a Vikings fan. That's a long history. But he did message into before the first break saying we were killing Santa Claus. I don't know what he was getting at. I don't understand. You, Ludwig?
No.
Makes no sense to me. I'm just saying. Listen, what did you think about Donald Trump Jr. in the email drama?
Ooh, at first, I was kind of shocked that he tweeted it all out there, but the more and more I'm thinking about it and watching everything throughout the day, he was beating the New York Times to it, so it was coming out either way.
Well, listen, for anyone that's ever been in a political campaign, anyone, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, or I don't care what you are, if you've ever been in a political campaign as a volunteer or as a candidate, and when I say volunteer, somebody that went to all the meetings and actually did something, not someone that said they were a volunteer and didn't do nothing. If you were actually involved in the campaign, I'm just telling you that I have been a candidate, and if I got a message from somebody on the internet that says I can meet you and tell you all kinds of stuff, folks, if you're Democrats listening and you think Hillary Clinton wouldn't have had that meeting, slap yourself in the head. Not only would she have, but she did. To think that she took millions and millions and millions of dollars but never had a meeting while she was a candidate is stupid. It's just flat stupid. Now, I think that Donald Trump Jr. made what I would think of as a neophyte. In my former life, we would have called him a green pea. That's a neophyte move. But that's all there was. There was clearly no... The lady had an agenda. Her agenda, I don't know what it was, offering access to adoption. It was kind of murky, but it was a 20-minute meeting. One of the guys, I think it was the son-in-law, said he literally got up and left at about the 10-minute mark. The other guy sat and played on his iPhone or whatever his little handheld calculator is through this 20-minute meeting. And I'm going to have to guess that Donald Trump Jr. was bored out of his gourd also, because clearly her agenda, first off, she's saying all over the place she wasn't from Moscow. I got to tell you, folks, I'm sorry. I don't care if she was Putin's left right-hand lady. I don't care. The idea that we have national candidates not communicating with foreign governments is stupid. It's just dumb.
There's a reason there's not a law against it.
If they said we are not going to meet with foreign governments, I would say you're not electable, because that's dumb. Yep. Hillary did. Bernie Sanders did. Every single one of them that made it past the primaries, and most of them before the primaries, had contact with not only the Russian government, but most of the Western world governments, including some of the former bloc countries. It's blatantly ignorant for the media to press this. And we're going to do an enigma on Russia, so I don't want to burn up all my time on that. But the Trump emails themselves, the dumping of it, I think he had no choice. I think it demonstrated what I've seen in 100, maybe more, campaigns that I've been either part of, a volunteer with, or a consultant for, where you see someone has an opportunity to give you some information. Listen, folks, I'm telling you, about being a candidate is about time and information. That's what it's about. You need the information, and it's all time sensitive, and there's the big rush for that. Now, who makes it that way? I think we the people make it that way, because that's the kind of candidates we want. That's historical, beyond the window of Trump and Hillary. That's the way it has been for a long time, forever. So, go ahead.
When I heard the response, two things on this. I heard the response, and I thought, oh, that's exactly what I would have said. Love it. Let me get it in the summertime.
Everybody would have. Anyone that can honestly say they wouldn't have had that
lying
is lying to themselves or lying to whoever they're talking to. It's nonsensical to think that you're in a national, very heated campaign, and someone offering you some information would be immediately denied. I'd go for better vetting, maybe some extreme vetting, just saying. But he was even saying he wouldn't do it again if he had it to do over, primarily because he got nothing out of it. It was a wasted 20 minutes of his life that now we're beating up over. I just think it's stupid.
Well, one more thing on it I thought was ironic is that he released the emails because he could get them. They weren't on some server in a bathroom.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
Behind the toilet.
Yeah.
That's where we're keeping
them. He just actually released
now.
Them yeah. where yeah. somebody else couldn't find them. Nobody went through them first and said, well, we shouldn't send that one.
He didn't delete the 30,000?
No.
Or 40,000?
No. He released all four of them.
All four. It's, folks, it's just silly. You got to sit and think, what are we as a culture thinking that this is center stage news? Speaking of center stage, where are you with net neutrality?
I don't know. I'm kind of...
He's a Cruz Trumper, folks.
I was against it. And then I had a discussion with some of my students who are all tech people. They're all tech majors, yeah. coding, networking.
Miles Bauer, our missing co-host, is a computer scientist. That's what the guy is.
Yeah.
Now... he's not in favor of net neutrality whatsoever.
Well, his response was, I'm anti-government.
I agree with him.
I am too.
But listen, it goes back to the monopoly debate that you and I have had on the air recently. Who in government should decide how big a business is or how small a business is, or we should have a socialized internet system? That's what this is. Listen, Renegade River is just a little dinky shop. I'm one of the ones that they're wanting to protect. Please don't protect me. Please, I don't want your help. Get out of my way. Leave my freedom of speech and my access and the cost therein alone. Because every single thing that government gets involved with costs more and it functions less. Get off the road, Mr. Government. You're in my way.
Yeah,
it's the same thing as the geniuses in Lansing with the Main Street tax thing. The Main Street tax thing when they were going to help the little guy by taxing folks. Well, first off, the folks don't pay the tax anyhow, so it was stupid. And second off, stop taxing people thinking you're helping Mike Hewitt, because Mike Hewitt doesn't want your stinking help. I don't know where these government morons come up with the idea that we all need them to save us. Get off the road. Go ahead. Am I wrong? Well,
no,
I don't know
I
if Miles can hear us, but I bet you wherever he's at, he's nodding up and down. Because I'm spot on. No, everything that they do costs money and treasury and liberty.
I maybe everybody thinks that I don't get... I agree with that.
Then where's the waffling at?
I listened to the other side and went, okay, that makes sense.
Tell me how it makes sense. Show me where I'm wrong. Help me out. Because I don't get it.
Well, because they were telling me...
Yep.
What it does is that a company like Google will go to an ISP, Internet Service Provider, and pay them... For more bandwidth, or would they
move faster? Absolutely,
to move faster, so that
I drive an old Taurus.
Your website goes slower.
Wait. I drive an old Taurus.
Yeah,
because I spent 30-some years in the car business and long since lost any love for cars. I don't care. My mission in life is point A to point B. My Taurus ain't very fast, by the way. But if I wanted to go faster, I'd have to dig deeper in my pocket.
Yeah.
Welcome to capitalism.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm anti-government. I don't want to...
You love government. You just told me you wanted government to give us an even playing field.
I didn't say that.
We need an even playing field.
I said, this kind of goes into one of the other topics, don't it? Like, you got to listen to a good idea when it's whatever side
that.
It is.
I like that.
So I was listening to the topic. I thought, listen, it makes sense. Didn't say I wanted it.
We had Saul Anousis on. Remember that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Who was the former state party chair, former RNC committee man. Very knowledgeable, very pro-net neutrality. I was opposed then. I listened very, very patiently and respectfully. I like Saul. I disagree with him. I disagree with anything that says the government's going to help me, because it can't help me. It helped me with health care, and now it's cheaper in Mexico. I don't want your help, government. I don't know why this is a rocket science thing here. If I want to go faster, I have to get a better car.
Yes.
If I want to go faster on the internet, I got to pay more do-re-mi.
Yes.
Why does the government, why isn't the government buying me a Ferrari?
Because we're not having Bernie Sanders in control yet.
Wait a minute. You want him in control of the internet?
No, I do not.
Your tech people that where you teach at, they're convincing you that the government should make it so that everyone can go the same speed. So everyone gets a Ferrari. No, let's do a Miles Bauer. Everyone gets to have a, what year was that, Miles? A 19, I can't remember now. It was a Mustang with a big 5.0 engine in it. It was the first
like
off.
89?
The engine was so big that the motor mount sagged.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He could go fast. I'm talking like a rocket. But he had to pay for it.
Yeah.
How come the government doesn't get everybody one of them? Make it fair. We all can go the same speed.
I think we should. I'd like a 5.0.
Oh, folks. I'm just telling you. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It is here, The Enigma Report.
Listen, folks, if you are just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-host, is kind of bruised up from the last...
He's over here working me out.
I'm just telling you. What you reminded me of, before we jump into the Enigma report, we got to finish that up. We just got to, because it's just fair. What he tells us off air during the break, folks, is that the government subsidizes Google, and therefore, to make it fair, the government, go ahead.
They subsidize Google, so they're, I want to make it fair that everybody gets a piece. So the government's already involved in this.
So the government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. That's Ronald Reagan. And I'm telling you, what you're telling me is that the government is screwing us over, so the government's going to be the person that saves us.
Yeah, they cause a problem, they're going to try to fix it.
But they never have.
No.
Every time that they do, they charge us more and we lose more liberty. Every single time. When your folks, I don't care if you're what side of the aisle you're on, you've got to accept the fact or acknowledge the fact that America's changed in the last 25, 30 years. And you got to pause and say, what's caused it? It's this kind of thinking, in my view. It's full-time legislators with nothing to do but come up with another policy, another good government program. We can't afford it. Stop it. Go back to the fields. Go to the pharmacy. Go to wherever you do. Leave my taxes, my regular. Get out of my life.
It's like a conflict of interest that they actually are supposed to regulate against.
It is. But they cause it. They set up the circumstance to provide it, and then they save us from it. At 87% administration rate. Stop it, folks. Stop it. Leave net neutrality. Get yourself out of that. Turn off the faucet to Google or turn on the faucet to Renegade River. I'm joking because I don't want your stinking money. Get out of my life. And no, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not anti-government. I want a constitutionally maintained, limited form of Republican, small r, Republican form of government. I want what our founders set up because it worked. And folks say, oh, Mike, that was 240 years ago. No, the top 10 states in the United States are those that tax and govern least. The worst states are those that tax and regulate most. Folks, it ain't rocket science. So, to your point, I get your young folks' advocation for it. I just passionately disagree with them. And the difference is I'm old and gray, and I've seen the cost of government help. I've seen it. They cause the problem. Then they want to fix it. Speaking of a crazy government, the Enigma report today is Russia. And the reason I want to call it Russia, actually on the form it says Russia, 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 Russia. They're all nuts. And we're nuts as a society to put up with it. Hillary, if you get on Google, like I always say, type in Hillary Russia money. Oh my goodness gracious. Millions upon millions, not like a few million, millions upon millions, 500,000 here, 1.5 million there, 2 million here. It poured into the Clinton Foundation for a decade. Oh, no, there's not no improper relationship there. But Donald Trump Jr. met with some numbskull trying to sell something, and he's corruptible. Wait a minute. What are we allowing the media to do to us that this becomes even a con? Why is it? I don't even know why it's a topic on this show. It's just overbearing from all directions. And if you sit down and pause, get away from you're locked in your party. What I don't care what party you're from. Pause for a minute, step back, and analyze it. It's stupid. It's beyond the pale of debatable. It's ignorant.
There's so much Russia, Russia this, Russia that, Russia did this, Russia and Trump, Trump, Russia. I turned off the news from it. I cannot stand hearing it anymore. What's happening in the country? What's good happening? What problems do we need to fix? I'm sick of hearing about Russia.
Article from April 23rd, 2015, a guy named Joe Becker and Mike McIntyre wrote it, and it was published in the New York Times. I had to add that part.
Miles probably loves that.
Yeah, but listen, the title of it. Folks, you got to roll your mind back to where we were in the spring of 2015. The primary was distant into the future. It was starting, but it was not the daily drama. There was a big drama going on in the Ukraine. Remember that? Yeah. We talked about it on this show a lot. There was a big drama going on. Russia's going to take the Ukraine.